cookout?
I'm ready.
Welcome back to the 730 ESPN KD Express Studios and the Jeff and Gary Show on 730 ESPN.
Lord have mercy, is that what that is?
Now back to your hosts, Jeff Calkins and Gary Parrish.
They can enter our minds and control our thoughts.
You can write, you can call, you can fall down on your knees.
I'm a little bit ticked off. Gary, there is a Martin Luther King Jr. memorial.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go up on the mall, which in Washington, D.C. It's not like the O'Court Mall or the...
Put it out at Wolf Chase.
It's not like the Wolf Chase Mall. It's the Green Sward where the Washington Monument and, you know...
I understand
the mall.
Sure.
Right? All right, well, as we speak... Going 2009, it's going to be unveiled. You know where it's being sculpted?
Atlanta.
You would think Atlanta would be an appropriate place. That is where the original Martin Luther King Jr. came from. I could go with Atlanta. Not Atlanta. Care to venture another guess?
Green Bay.
Green Bay, they got time on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
They could do it out of ice.
Sure,
that'd be very nice.
Ice sculpture.
Ice sculpture. The only problem with that, and I think they probably considered it, but then they think when you get down to D.C., cherry blossoms come out, gets warm, boom, no more ice sculpture.
True.
So Green Bay didn't work. Memphis, no Memphis. A lot of great American sculptors sculpt. Vermont is it's a hotbed of sculpting.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Ask Scott Casciola to sculpt something for you. He's from Vermont originally, and he can, with his pasta... You can make anything. Those Vermont people. It's like Reggie White would have said. And those Vermont people, they can make it. They can sculpt anything. No, you know where the Martin Luther King Jr. statue is being made?
We've established that I do not.
China! It's going to come in a crate made in China. One of the countries with the worst civil rights record in the entire world is making the Martin Luther King Jr. statue.
But I bet we got a good deal on it.
And it's probably got lead paint.
Great. Our children
are
going to
be licking it. They're going to go up and lick the Martin Luther King Jr. and then they're going to be poisoned.
And die.
No, I mean, I really do think it's ridiculous. And I'm not a xenophobic, protectionist American. I don't think the rest of the world is bad and America is good. But I do think that maybe the Martin Luther King Jr. memorial statue should be made in
the
U.S.
Can we just make that here? That seems reasonable.
We could get out somewhere in the United States, you'd think.
We probably know somebody between the two of us.
We probably know someone between the two of us. Okay, and then the other thing I wanted to get to is, because I wanted to ask your advice on this. I have a small problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing a column today.
Mm-hmm.
And I always go to the Martin Luther King Jr. game. And... It's our day in the sun. And I go and I write about the Martin Luther King Jr. game. And I'm down to do that. That's the plan. They were even thinking of putting it on A1 on the front page of the whole paper, although we're not certain about that now. The other thing that's going on is the rankings are going to come out any minute. And at the very top, it'll say M-E-M-P-H-I-S, Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Just like the violent crime rankings.
Exactly right. Number one in something other than fattest, dullest, and most violent. How about that? I'm using that. Yep. So
somehow Pierre is in a decent line. You could use that line.
No, he's not. Pierre has not been connected to violent crime.
Okay, 2 of 3 is not bad, though.
Joey is in 2.
2 of 3?
And Pierre is in 2. Fattest and right. Pierre's in the fattest ranking and the basketball ranking. Joey's in the most violent and the basketball ranking. Any others? Do you have any others in any of these rankings?
No, I think everybody else is.
Well, Andre Allen's is not, and he had some fun, evidently. He got arrested for it, but
we're not supposed to be a fun city.
We're not fun.
We're not a fun city.
So anyway, so the rankings are coming out, and I don't know. I think I'm thinking of switching. I'm thinking of writing rankings. How do you not write? But the thing is, I already wrote rankings. I went to the game Saturday night, and I wrote, let me paraphrase. You know how I read Mike Ficarro's column to you earlier?
Right.
Let me read my column. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're number one. We're number one. Now, which is the better column? You tell me. We're number one.
You got your niche.
We're number one.
You just do what you do. Don't try to be Mike.
It's not very respectful.
Just do what you do.
Chant, rhyme.
Just rhyme and chant.
And make little poems and one-sentence paragraphs.
Those are perfect. I'm a big fan of those.
Get you to the end faster. If you don't have to go all the way to the right when you're writing, then it gets you to the end a lot faster.
Here's the... I think you answered your own question. The first thing you said when you said, I need some advice, you said, I go to the MLK thing every year and I write about it every year. Because it happens every year. It'll happen again. It happened last year. It'll happen next year. Actually, the same thing. You know, we'll stand up and we'll be proud. And some, you know, Bob Lanier will come to town and Kareem will come to town and Bill Walton will come to town. And it'll be nice. Nice last year and it'll be nice next year. And I'm sure today will be fabulous as well. The other thing doesn't happen every year. Happens once every, what, 25 years?
Yeah.
That's pretty easy to me.
And what you write about the once every 25-year thing, that would be the definition of news, wouldn't it?
Right.
That would be news. It's bigger.
Right. Super Bowl happens every year.
I'm going to the Super Bowl, too, though. Eli doesn't go to Super Bowl every year. Yeah. And, in fact, right now, you're looking at a Super Bowl that has a high school flavor with Steven Gostkowski in it, Eli Manning in it. The Giants GM, people don't realize it, right outside of Memphis. African-American. Ties in with the whole MLK thing.
See?
A whole highly local flavor at the Super Bowl. Next Monday at this very moment, you will be running this show, and I'll be on the phone contributing words between as my cell phone drops off.
Well, that'll be fun.
Something to look forward to next Monday, folks. So you think the biggest thing today?
It just is. What are people talking about? Nobody called me.
No one texted you to say MLK was great, by the way.
Bob Lanier was great. But, not even a but. Bob Lanier was great, period. But the Tigers being the number one is the big story of the day. Nobody text messaged me or called or emailed or wanted.
Yeah, but a much bigger issue for this community is how we deal with race. I said that to Bob Lanier, and I am so discouraged right now. I mean, when you have, we're like coming to blows over Kwanzaa. We're coming to blows over Kwanzaa. We are coming to blows over the mayoral election. And then the Civil Rights Museum, which is supposed to be to represent everything good and hopeful, learning from the ugly past and good and hopeful, it gets embroiled in an argument that basically, you know, some black folks think some white folks shouldn't be running the place. And so every year I go to this thing and I write some feel-good column about how this in pews doesn't happen in neighborhoods. The one place where black and white sit and live and cheer and pay for over Christ concessions together is at sporting events. Tiger games, Grizzly games. And you write about what that means and what that represents and how this moment you can high five the person next to you who may not be may not have come from the same circumstances you came from, may not be the same color. And that's a good thing. But I got to say, right now I'm feeling a little bit like it's pap.
It is. It's absolutely.
I'm feeling a little bit like it's just garbage. And that as soon as you walk out of that building, if you're a white person and you see a black person walking down you on the street, you're going to cross to the other side of the street. And if you're a black person, you see a white person and a black person on the election, on the ballot, you're going to vote for the black person. And that every single thing we're haunted with is haunting us just as vividly. That every single debate on at the end of every story in the commercial appeal, they have these messages. Sure. Everyone, you could be talking about Christmas, keep talking, but it doesn't matter. And in the end, it's a black-white debate. It just, it's pap.
This is where we live. And
we live in the world. We live in today. I don't even think, country. What do you see? Ethnic disputes. Sunnis, Shiites. What's happening in Kenya right now? There's some hideous civil war in Kenya. And it's between two different ethnic whatever groups. It's the world. It's not where we live here. It is the way we are as programmed as human beings.
And what do we celebrate, really? I mean, when you brought that to Bob Lanier, he did point out, well, at least a black guy can,
Well, that's the thing. It's a great day in America from that perspective.
Can reasonably run for president. And a woman can reasonably run for president. But there is still the perception out there that particularly on the Republican side, I would guess, was, yeah, try to run the black guy up against us and see how that works out. And so how far, you know, we've come far, but geez, we're nowhere closer to where we'd like to be.
Right. So my question then is, if you look at the guts of the issue, forget that Martin Luther King Day.
Brings us all together.
Crap. I'm going with Pat.
I'll go crap.
I don't like that word on the radio show.
You said F you earlier.
But it was with an F. I didn't say the word.
Still, F you is pretty and you compare that
to a Memphis basketball poll, which is nice, but it's fleeting and it's sports. Isn't the other thing much more important? Isn't that what I should be weighing in on?
Let Wendy Thomas do that.
She weighs in on that every...
You're the games columnist.
Are you thinking seriously?
Yeah.
You have to stick to rhyming.
Yeah, right. You rhyme zoo animals, man. You go to games and...
Go find
a kindergarten teacher.
There's got to be some kindergarten teacher to write about. Have we cheered you up at all today, Gary?
No, I feel terrible. Still tired.
Today
still
is really terrible. The saddest day of the year.
January 21st, saddest day of the year, and I'm not arguing with it. Not going to argue with these formulas that have come up with this equation.
Why is it sadder than yesterday or tomorrow?
Because
because it's a Monday too.
Monday, you go back to work. You're in debt from the holidays.
You're fat. You're still fat. You're not exercising anymore.
It's still cold. Your throat still hurts. Your dog can't walk down the stairs. My poor dog. My dog's blind.
Still blind.
Whole world's falling apart.
That may be. But the Memphis Tigers, the college basketball team from the city of Memphis, number one team in the country. Soak it in! You're listening to the Jeff and Gary Show. Our work is done.